We're in the Lego movie. Woo! There's something about just having too good of a time that I don't care how stupid I look. It's partially the reason that I suck on a dance floor, because I start doing things like this.
The classic 360 spin. He definitely breaks out his Travolta.
R.I.P. Burt Reynolds. Oh, that is sad. I shouldn't be having that happy music on for that. But yeah, that's a tough one. Burt Reynolds passed away.
Yeah, that's that really tough. Smokey and the Bandit. All his cameos in Archer are always great.
So let's keep it here. This is better.
Oh. But yeah, it's one of those weird, it's just one of those big losses.
That 82 one hurts, years man. Old, though. 82, he lived a good life.
Yeah, he lived a good life, was in a lot of things. I really wanted to just post my own Burt Reynolds sexy pose picture, you know, him from the Playboy
magazine
where he lays across the table and he's completely naked.
I want to get a screenshot, so give your best screenshot right now.
You're going to have to just take a picture of me doing it regularly. No shirt on, no pants on.
We can do that. Braxton Blue, we miss you, sir. Hopefully everything is good with all of the ass you're getting out in L.A. My God, he's just posting beautiful woman after beautiful woman. Do you think he's actually hooking up with them? I say no. I love the kid. I'll say it to his face. I don't think he's getting any ass out there. You want to call him? Should we call him and get him on the line? Ask him if he's getting any ass out there?
It's too early for him.
Just a whole lot of single dudes dropping radio on you guys. Thank you for joining us again. Social Media Lounge, you are the best. Let's get into the show. This is an unbelievable story. Belly, this is a Kentucky soccer player.
What? Players.
Multiple.
Several of the University of Kentucky players were suspended because they were actually just practicing on their own. And the Foo Fighters showed up. And they played with the Foo Fighters because...
Like Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, my favorite band of all time.
One of the greatest guitarists and musicians, period.
Drummer. He did the entire... You guys realize the first Foo Fighter album, Dave Grohl walked into a studio by himself and recorded every instrument, every part. That whole album is just him.
The most talented, probably the most talented musical artist of most, if not any, generation.
From our area, Springfield, Virginia. He's my idol for sure.
Yeah. And he...
I do that. That's what I used to do. I was like, oh, if he can do it, well, I'll try.
He shows up... I'll play whatever. Even if it got me in trouble like this, I'd be like, yeah.
Belly, I'll play spike ball with him if he wants to.
Spike ball. Never going to change any. If it risked my college career so I could play pickup soccer with Dave Grohl.
Why should that risk your college career? That makes no sense.
It's mostly because of, what was it? Let's see. I'm going through.
Well, listen, guys, the whole point is that they're not allowed to. What? What's the rule that he broke? Playing a soccer game outside of his team?
During the pickup game took place the week before final exams, when the NCAA prohibits coaches from being involved with players in an event like a pickup game. I guess a coach was there.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like, when are we going to stop this, man? I don't care about college sports. I want to ask you guys if you care about sports in general now that, like... I'm getting a little bit older. I'm starting to be at the point where most athletes are younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird feeling.
Most athletes. 33 is when you're out of the league in most leagues, except for hockey.
Tom Brady's 41.
Okay, Tom Brady's not human.
Yeah, I know. So, but that's the thing. Like, once I realized...
Not Tom Brady, sorry.
Giselle loves dressing up in purple and thigh highs for me. Yeah. But I'm saying, once I got to that, like basically about a year or two ago, I started not caring as much about football because it feels like it's now something like, put it this way. When you're younger and you're growing up, you're still in that mindset where they're older than you and you're kind of idolizing these players. Once you're older than them, like, and you have your own successes and failures and life, football is an escape. Sports are an escape where you go to stop thinking about, you know, fighting with your other or a boss who's an asshole. You're just trying to get
even
away.
To stay out of any kind of said trouble.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of your friends that don't do things like that, you fill time with something that's productive instead of something that's bad.
Who doesn't like Sunday fun day, right? But I gotta be honest with you. I find myself caring less and less and less about the NFL and especially the NCAA because it's like,
Oh, the NCAA is scum.
It's a joke, it's man. Scum. Like, are we supposed to just sit here and just like, oh, it's okay. Rick Pitino is on Get Up the other day talking about why would he know about the prostitution going on? And it's impossible because the dorm that it happened in was named after his brother. Fuck off. Like, that makes a difference. So what?
No, it does.
Doesn't matter. You're just saying things. There's no way the head coach of a program doesn't know that prostitution is going on more than one time in the players' dorms.
Well, that's an actual, real, legit NCAA violation. I have a list of things that don't make any sense.
Belly
at all.
Urban Meyer still has a job.
Yeah.
What is that? And then Michelle Beadle goes on to ESPN and says, well, the NFL and the NCAA clearly doesn't care about women. I'm not watching anymore. And what happened to her?
Well, you have to watch the sports that you're going to report.
Yeah, they booted her from Get Up within a week. So now it's greeny and like they're just trying out new people.
Those are actual violations. Playing pickup soccer with
those that is enough to bother you. But now you get into the little stuff like this.
Little stuff like this. Here's one. Come on. This is from one school. Football team eats too much pasta. Coach commits illegal butt dial. Soccer recruit uses on-campus Wi-Fi.
Are these the 9 failures?
Those are just 3 from the same school. That's the same school. That's all from the University of Oklahoma. And in 2013, they all reported. And by the way, most of the stuff I'm getting from these comes from mentalfloss.com.
Take us through.
The football team, first of all, ate too much pasta. Each player, 3 of the players ate too much pasta of their allotted amount. Exactly. They had to pay $3.83 to charity.
Tell them what I just said.
Sounds like me last night.
Yeah, it sounds like me last night crushing every night with too much pasta.
Yeah. Pasta, you always create yourself a giant plate and then regret every decision you've ever made.
My eyes are way bigger than my stomach, so tell me about
pasta
what happened.
Pasta is also way bigger in your belly than on your plate.
That's true. It expands. Turns to sugar. So what happened with this pasta story?
These football players basically ate too much pasta at a team dinner. That's all that happened. They have an allotted amount of money, quote unquote, per player to spend when it comes to their meal. So what happened was these players went back for seconds, I guess.
And oh, my God.
Took one extra spoonful. So the 3 players that committed this error had to pay $3.83 to a charity of their choice to become eligible again.
Do you see what I'm talking about? You want me to just sit back and support this bullshit? It's ridiculous.
This one I know of that didn't have, is not on this article, but I know of. I can't remember where it happened, but a soccer player was suspended, or not a soccer player. Regardless of sport, this college athlete, was suspended for using the water from a hose to wash his or her car during a hot, sunny day. He or she had to reimburse the university the money for the water she used from the hose.
What, 50 cents?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, they can even really track how much water she even used to get the thing through to even make her not eligible to play the sport she plays because she washed her car over the weekend.
Do you care about any of this as a fan? Like, do you care about any of this? Or are you just pretty much like, what is everybody smoking?
It's sad enough we don't pay some of these players. It's sad enough. I mean, yes, they do get university scholarships and they get to go to the universities for free, but they're also under very strict scrutiny rules where they can't take jobs, they can't make extra money, they can't wash their damn car.
Belly, this is the kind of shit
that's
gotta go.
They can't eat too much pasta.
This has to go. We just talked to 2 Trees.
That's ridiculous.
We just talked to 2 Trees, right? 2 Trees, who used to be on this show, Brax and 2 Trees, were our 2 millennial co-hosts. 2 Trees went in the Army. He's in special ops now, okay? He literally, like, we went out after last show. Brax called 2 Trees, and we were talking to him because I actually used to coach these kids. Brax and Blue was my first, like, when I was coaching JV baseball. He was on the varsity team. It was 1 year away from being able to be my player. But 2 Trees, I coached him when he was 15 years old. Now he's in the Army Special Ops. And he says, Looch, I am literally a full-time professional athlete. That's what I am. We wake up at like 4 in the morning. We go work out. And then we come back and we crush food. We crush whatever we want. Then we go do another workout. We come back, we crush food. We crush whatever we want because we're burning off so much of it. And we go do a 3rd workout, and then it's dinner, and we crush a bunch of food. Now, how are you going to put these kids through so much rigmarole where literally you got kids in Maryland dying because of heat exhaustion, but you can't feed them more pasta than an allotted amount? Come on.
That doesn't make sense. And it's not just the players, too. Here's a coach getting in trouble for something that seems so stupid that you just can't imagine why anyone would even think of punishing someone for this. In 2014, I don't know if you remember, but there was a girl by the name of Monet Davis.
I do remember that name. She crushed it.
She was awesome.
That female pitcher. Yeah.
She led her team to the championship. She was amazing.
She was all over SportsCenter. I remember that.
She got a phone call from a very prominent coach in women's basketball, Gino Auriemma, who has the all-time wins. He's the guy that leads UConn to championships every single year. I don't think he's lost more than four games in a season.
Last year they lost the championship, right?
They lost in the championship, yeah. But I don't think they've lost more than four games in a season. Since
he started
a long time ago, yeah. He just called. This team was from Philadelphia. The Little League baseball team is from Philadelphia. She's from Philadelphia. He's from Philadelphia. All he did was call and say, "Great job, great stuff, congratulations."
He got in trouble for that?
He got a secondary NCAA violation because you're not allowed to contact recruits before they enter junior high school.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely
absurd.
Until
their junior year of high school, I'm sorry.
That's absurd. This is the issue with the NCAA. Football and NBA need to do what MLB does with their farm systems. Yeah, that would help. Thought that's what the NBA D-League was for. Good morning to everybody in the social media lounge. I'm 41 and I'm still a sports fanatic. Look, I wish I was there with you. I really do. I love sports too. We enjoyed watching the football game yesterday.
Exactly. But the only reason
that game
was
boring
agree,
as fuck for the first half. It was 3-6.
It was boring the whole game. It was exciting like at the end. Anyway, the only reason I don't agree with that is because any player that forgoes college to play in these developmental leagues is now risking not only their livelihood, but their future education. And that is where I prefer that they get that education.
They're not getting it as one and done's.
So most one and done's aren't. So one and done should just go.
That's coming, right?
I think it should.
One and done, I think, is pretty much done in the next 2 or 3 years. I think that's the writing is on the wall.
They need to go back to just letting high schoolers in, like LeBron.
LeBron.
Or Kwame Brown.
That. Remember that you had Kwame Brown? Jesus. You had LeBron and you had Carmelo going in the same year, right? Or no, yeah. Carmelo had to go in.
Carmelo played
with Syracuse. Yeah, that's right.
But they did get drafted the same year with Dwayne Wade.
That's right. Did you see that video of Dwayne Wade dunking on like people my height?
No, LeBron
he just showed up.
Dwayne Wade was in the same draft as LeBron. No.
Dwayne Wade showed up at a gym in L.A. and just started balling with some people. Like they're like me and you playing basketball. They're not athletic.
Yeah, I love when they join pickup basketball.
Oh, it's
games.
So great! But I got to be honest with you, man. Like, do you think we could play this, Belly? Talk about what it would be like. Who's the best dunker in the NBA? As I pull this up,
that kid from the Orlando Magic. I'm sure LeBron would be pretty great if he ever did a home run derby again. Yeah, studio mode, bro.
Oh, amateur hour.
Yeah. Who pays you here?
So this is it. We'll just go ahead and watch this real quick. This is pretty funny. This is Dwayne Wade looking really old, playing with a bunch of Joe Schmoes. He looks old, Belly.
You calm down, Jessica Jones. We're going to talk about sports for only a few minutes.
Yeah, we're done with sports after this, I promise.
We're talking about the most ridiculous thing in the world.
So that's Dwayne Wade. Why He's just playing. I love the guy. Hey! Dude, he looks so slow.
It looks like he's playing with like 14-year-olds. Get out of here.
He's not dominating. Like, that doesn't look like what you would think an NBA player would look like playing against Joe Schmoes. Like, watch this dunk, dude. This is like everything he has. He barely got up, dude.
Yeah, he barely got up.
He barely got up. Man. And Dwayne Wade used to just throw down. This is the last one. This is actually a pretty sweet fade.
Oh, no. I mean, they're only going to show the highlights. He probably missed like 20 of those shots.
That's actually true. So let's get into, go ahead and just give us the most egregious. Just give us the titles.
Also, he probably isn't going 100.
He's probably not at 100. But I want to give you guys the top ranked Nintendo games of all time. Top 10 I got in front of me.
Oh,
digitaltrends.com. I don't think you're going to like it because I don't agree with this at all. So, Before we go and take a break, we've got like 2-3 minutes here. Just hit us with the titles from each of the 9.
Sure, but I got to tell you about the last one.
Okay.
So you already heard 1 through 3. You've already heard number 5. So number 4 is impermissible laser tag. 7. So an illegal table, recruiting stickers, and caps and gowns.
I mean, what are we doing?
And
caps
then
and gowns?
Improper icing on cookies.
Seriously?
And then the last and the bonus one that I have to talk about. Illegal dunks by North Florida basketball players. Illegal dunks.
How's that even happen? What do you mean?
NCAA rule, article blah, 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 bullshit, 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 is players can't dunk during the last 20 minutes of pregame warmups. Should they violate this, the other team is rewarded 2 technical free throws at the start of the game.
What?
This is what happened when Tennessee Tech beat the University of North Florida in 2014. North Florida had illegally dunked during pregame. Texas Tech hit their 2 freebies, and I bet you can probably guess the final score.
Yeah, they lost by 1.
Texas Tech won 82-80.
Unbelievable. Belly, nice job holding it down today. I said, Belly, look, I'm going to need you to hold down at least 1 segment because I'm struggling today. And that's what he does. He says, okay, I got this.
No problemo.
No problemo, boss. We got this under control. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. We will be back to talk to you about the best Nintendo games of all time. This list is full of S. We'll talk about that next.